Hi, this is a follow visit from Frances Yancey, FRANCESYANCEY. Date of birth 1/24/81, date of accident 7/2/2021, and date of service is 2/17/2022. History of presenting illness, Ms. Frances Yancey is here for a follow-up evaluation, and she reports she's feeling a little bit better after the lumbar epidural steroid injection on 1/21/2021. Slightly better, she can walk a little further. The pain was also there for more than 10 days. But her pain has now come back, and she's feeling a cramping pain in the lower back across, more on the left side than the right. And in addition, patient suffers from pain in the neck, the right shoulder, both elbows, and left knee and both legs. The overall pain level is around 6, and no deviation of pain is reported by the patient at this time. The our patient attributes all of these symptoms to a accident where she was involved in a head-on collision on 7/2/2021, which resulted in Frances Yancey. All of her symptoms are reported follows as she starts suffering from headache, loss of balance, forgetfulness, loss of equilibrium, loss of concentration, ringing in the ear immediately after the accident, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in the left knee, and some pain in the leg. In the first visit, she did explain of a shooting pain to the left lateral part of the leg, as well as, into the right lateral part of the leg and right arm, and burning of fingers. However, it is not there now. It has got better. And the patient reports that there is 30 to 40% improvement in pain, and the areas that are affected are enjoyment of life, which is 10, and the work and the mood, general activity affected 7, walking abilities affected 6. System visit. Patient reports that patient is suffering from headache and ear ringing, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of concentration, and also memory, anxiety in the area of neurology and sight. She denies any vision disturbance, double vision, dizziness, vertigo. She denies any blackout seizures. She denies any lack of focus or any other issue. In the pain and numbness, patient has some pain in the left knee and pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, along with stiffness in the shoulders across and neck and the lower back. And occasional pins and needle in the arm, with clicking and grinding of the shoulder. In the GI, patient suffers from constipation, denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She denies any digestive problem in continence of bowels, denies any blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. There is a report of stomach pain, however, mild. And in the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chesting, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes of medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days, she has reported. The patient reports that current pain medication is Narco and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 121/88, pulse is 61, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of of 12/21/2021, dictation number 1223-025. Please copy and paste from that, and diagnosis also. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is advised to continue her injection treatment, which is LESI, and based on her MRIs, which are positive for bulging disc at T3-4 and herniated to disc at T4-5, T5-6, T6-7, and the thoracic, as well as herniated disc at L5-S1, leading to edema inflammation of the anal and associated with anal fissure, compressing the thecal sac with mild to moderate bilateral nasoforamina narrowing in the lumbar region, and in the cervical MRI, the patient has a herniated disc at a C5-6 level and bulging disc at C3-4 and C4-5. And patient has surgery to the C4-5 level where the operative changes are noticed. The patient was informed about all the findings, and there is also an issue of the previous MRIs that are partially positive, and they were compared. The patient reported that she has had a surgery on 10-19-2021 for the spine fusion for C2, 3, and 4. However, because of the accident, it appears that there is a possible herniated disc at C5-6. Compressing the thecal sac, which may require at least a few epidural injections and maybe a surgical consult to the surgeon. And she had an accident in March 31st, 2016, where she was rear-ended. The case was closed. She was seen by Dr. Dhillon, and she has a few epidural injections at that time for bulging disc, herniated disc. However, her pain was completely gone and none of the symptoms were present at the time of this current accident, according to the patient. And so there are different findings. However, there is a positive finding of a herniated disc at the level of L5, S1, and that was not so strongly present before. The patient is provided with the continuing medication, naproxen, Allavil, Flexeril, melatonin, as well as Norco 7.5-325 once a day on a PRN basis for pain relief. If any needed, she has been advised that at night she won't require any. She's also was given a Ditropan with one refill, 10 mg ER for incontinence of the bowels. Other than that, there are no other additional issues. The patient has been advised to return for her injection treatment for the lumbar epidural every 15 days times 4, and then sacral iliac joint injections to the left side mainly, and followed by TESI and CESI. She is still continuing her physical therapy at three times per week with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKinley back program. She also will continue with the disability of work and housework and transportation. And the patient is otherwise stable. Thank you.